Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aditi Kinkabwala joins us on the hotline, brought to you by NFL Network. Follow her on Twitter, at Kinkabwala. Good luck spelling her last name. Aditi, good evening.
You still don't know how to do it?
I know how to spell your last name. I'm saying good luck to everybody else. I've spelled it so many times. I just wrote it down. Kinkabwala.
Perfect.
I went too quickly. I thought I almost got tripped up there at the end.
No, I feel like I owe you a dollar.
Now I'll take a drink, but you don't need to owe me a dollar. I was watching. I swear to God, Aditi, I'm at First Energy Stadium today. And where we do our pregame show, we do this in this great big club at the east side of the end zone. And there's TVs all over the place, and they have NFL Network. And I see you on NFL Network, and I go, I said, man, I swear to God, I swear to you here, Aditi. I said, I think I'm going to have her on the show tonight for some reason. Something stupid's going to happen. And sure as hell, something silly happened. Now, I have Al Riveron's
Are two words for it.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I have Al Riveron's explanation of things, the senior vice president of officiating, saying that, and the reason why it's not a catch. Now, I know what happens in Pittsburgh here, and I know what I saw, okay? I saw a catch. The NFL says it wasn't a catch.
Stop.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
A man from Cleveland, man who lives in Cleveland.
Yes.
A man who has some sort of affiliation of some kind, love, hate, whatever, with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, it's a love, mostly love, but sometimes, you know.
Okay, so love for the Cleveland Browns actually says, I saw a catch.
I saw a catch.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Not going
to
lie.
So shouldn't there be a massive amount of credibility right there? I mean, you're the last person ever to want to feel empathy for the Steelers.
I guess that's true, but I can't lie to myself. I know what I saw. I'm supposed to be objective, aren't I?
But here's the thing. In the NFL, the ground cannot cause a fumble, but it can cause an incomplete catch.
But I don't think it was an even incomplete pass just because
James'
knees
come forward, he would have been fine. It was the extension that the ball bobbled, but he had no reason to extend.
Well, there's 28
if he would have
seconds
simply
left.
Fallen forward, he would have had a touchdown, and that would be the end of it.
Oh, jeez.
Really, the rule needs to change. Like, the rule is ridiculous. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Can we go backwards? Is there a time delay?
No. Well, I mean, the rule's the rule, and I think the rule's ridiculous, too. So I think you'll be okay, Aditi. Trust me, okay? I'll vouch for you, all right?
Help me out here, please.
No problem.
I would like to remain employed tomorrow.
I got two kids to feed. I mean, what are you going to do? I play this game all the time here, Aditi. I mean, again, I got to talk about the Browns for crying out loud. So the ground causes an incompletion. What about the end zone, though? Because to my understanding, like, when you put the ball over the plane, that's it. That's the end of the play. That's a touchdown. And whatever happens after that is frozen. Is it not? Or am I mistaken? Fix me here, please.
Well, clearly we're mistaken. Both of us are mistaken on that one because that's not what they ruled. And then Al Riveron went ahead and substantiated or supported whatever their reversal was right there. But, I mean, that's not what this game came down to. It shouldn't have come down to that. And the great irony in all of this is that the Steelers are the single most talented team on both sides of the ball. Talent, pure talent, most talented team in the NFL, and yet they've lived on the edge for a lot of weeks in a row. And you know what? When you live on the edge, a day comes where you fall off.
Oh, that's all. I think Confucius said that.
I don't know if Confucius had bunny or not, if that would serve me better. But I mean, just the truth of the matter is, you know, like, the Patriots go out to Denver, they see a lesser team, and they romp. And the Steelers haven't done that. They haven't left themselves any sort of room for error. They haven't left any breathing room. And so against a team like the Patriots, when you don't leave any breathing room, this is what happens.
Well,
and there
I mean,
could have been breathing room. I mean, there were plenty of opportunities
yeah,
in this game.
But Aditi, I mean, plenty. It is the Patriots. You know they're going to make a run back. You gave them the ball back with two minutes left and all their timeouts.
Okay, Ken,
the Steelers
did. Are you a multi-million-dollar head coach in the NFL?
No, but I judge
You're
them
not.
For a living,
but
and I make thousands.
Let's say Rob Gronkowski. Would you double Rob Gronkowski? Is Rob Gronkowski that a guy down the stretch should deserve a little more attention?
See, I would usually say yes, and I'd probably have to live with doing that. However, like I would try to do two-man and would probably still get killed by Rob Gronkowski, so... What am I supposed to say?
Well, but at least you're doing every single thing that you're doing.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Single.
Okay.
They send everything on a rush. You know what? Just send a three-man rush and double Gronkowski.
But they wanted to send four men. He talked about that in the pregame, and I heard that when you said that in the pregame today.
Well, I mean, they obviously wanted to be able to bring him down, but at the end of the game, you have to protect yourself. It's a little bit of a prevent as opposed to... I mean, you just can't be as aggressive in that moment. You have to make sure Rob Gronkowski doesn't kill you, and he did.
Because I was hearing in the pregame how Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler just kept saying our four had to beat their five, and they were going to keep rushing four. I understand that Rob. I think the Steelers have a Rob Gronkowski problem. I just think that every single game they play him, he's open for gobs of yards. What do you have 100 yards in the second half? For crying out loud, they're over 100 yards.
I don't know what the stats were, but yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. At the end of that last drive, Brady just kept going to him.
Yeah, I mean, just ate their lunch.
And who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
I agree. I just understand that. I would still, though, okay, I would still try to go, I would still try to double up Gronk. However, I know that Tom Brady's so good, he can still burn me. He can still burn me with somebody else. I mean, Kenny Britt, I know about Kenny Britt. Kenny Britt was making a play here and there. What do you want? It's the truth. It's hard to play defense against that offense. So that they can be that good when they want to be with Tom Brady.
Because they're very, very disciplined, and Tom Brady makes everybody around him better. I've never been around an athlete like him who literally reaches the level of everybody.
It's just it really is. It is that impressive. We have Aditi Kankabwala joining us on the show. Okay, I got it because I only have so much time here. And we have Kyle Whittingham, the Utes head coach, joining us coming up at 10:40. So that's going to be a treat. We're getting ready for bowl games as well, Aditi.
Oh, and I'm not? Seriously? Really?
No,
that's
you're a treat.
But I'm
he's
not.
He's a treat.
Right.
You're a treat,
like you're
too.
You're trying to rush me off the phone right here.
No, I got an update I got to hit at the bottom of the hour. You understand? And that's how this works.
I mean, sure, if that's what you say, okay.
Aditi Kankabwala on the show with us. All right, Big Ben's explanation saying he heard from the sideline that they weren't going to clock it. Is that garbage? I think it's garbage.
Since I'm around this team a long time, let's just let his quote stand alone. And let's raise the point.
Okay,
let's just say that on third down, would you spike the ball? Hold on.
Yes.
It was third down.
Yes.
Would you spike the ball on third down, leaving fourth down to kick a field goal and tie the game, or go for everything on fourth down? Or on third down, would you try to make a play, and if it's not there, throw the ball away and then kick a field goal?
I would probably do the latter.
To make more sense.
Yeah, I'd probably do the latter.
Yeah, right. So it doesn't really make sense to spike the ball right there. It does make sense to run a play.
So do you think that he decided to go rogue? Let me tailor it here. Not garbage, because I know you don't want to say things are garbage, okay? Do you think, though, that he decided to go rogue and try to make a play? Because, boy, it looked like maybe him and maybe Lyrod.
He wanted to spike the ball. He's the one that said he wanted to spike it and stop the clock.
So, but I understand what he's saying, but.
And then he said that the coaches said, no, run and play.
Well, it seemed, I know he said that, but from what I saw.
Here's the only thing that I'll say.
Okay.
You don't trick the Patriots. You might trick the Dallas Cowboys with a fake spike and a touchdown to Antonio Brown. You might. Mm-hmm. You might trick the Browns. You might trick the Bengals. You don't trick the Patriots.
They're never tricked. When I watched that and you saw it live, did it not look like he was moving in? Like, Eli Rogers looked confused. I said he looked like a deer trying to cross the highway in the middle of the night when he was trying to go across on some sort of a route. I guess you would call that a route. I wouldn't call that a route.
I mean, allegedly it was a slant, but it wasn't really.
Okay, well, that's a slant that Ken Carmen runs, not one that Eli Rogers runs. Okay?
Well,
I mean,
at least you can run it, my friend, right? Well, that counts for something.
That's a legend. Did it not seem a little odd to you, though, that all went down? I think that he might have went rogue there, Aditi.
The whole thing was an odd end. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Aditi Kickabwala joining us on the show. Okay, on to more serious matters. Antonio Brown, we hear is it a partial calf tear is what
that
I'm hearing
is
here?
That is what our Ian Rappaport has reported, which is really not the worst case scenario. So that's
no, it's
good.
Not. No, it's not.
And there was some talk of it potentially being compartment syndrome. It's not, so that's good. And from what Ian has reported, he should be back for the playoffs.
Compartment syndrome?
But you know what? So, I mean, Todd Haley, the offensive coordinator of the Steelers, definitely deserves credit because Antonio Brown is a guy that not only never misses a game, he never misses practice.
Yeah, it's true.
He never even misses practice. And think about the way the Steelers adjusted. The immediate drive from when Antonio Brown went down was an 8-minute clock bleeding, don't panic, score a touchdown drive. There's credit in that. I mean, this is a guy that you never consider life without.
So now I have to focus on Martavis Bryant coming back and providing more for the Steelers.
Well, he certainly had a big game. He stepped up. I mean, well, if not big.
I mean, I should say long-term.
Seemed all long-term. In.
Yeah. Long-term, because, you know, he's been a bit of a problem this year.
Well, it's been a little bit of an adjustment back, that's for sure.
I could understand him trying to adjust to a bad football team. I don't understand the adjustments on a team that's supposed to go to a Super Bowl or compete for a Super Bowl this year, Aditi. I think that would probably bother a lot of Steelers fans out there.
Well, but, you know, this is what that team is. This is not exactly the picture of discipline.
Well, doesn't that fall on Mike Tomlin then?
Can we talk about Hugh Jackson? Is John Dorsey really going to keep Hugh Jackson?
I think there's a good chance. Who's doing the interview in here, by the way?
Well, that was only my first question. I haven't even gotten anywhere.
Okay, well, go ahead. Well, you go ahead and you ask me. I think that there's...
Well, okay, do you like that? Do you like that? Do you feel that after one in however many it is?
Oh, quite honestly...
Let's just be honest. I really do like Hugh Jackson a lot, myself, personally.
Well, that's fine.
But,
that's cool. But I think
is that cool that John Dorsey said, well, he's just never been given players, and so that's the real reason?
I think that is a answer that he's trying to give right now. I think he is evaluating him, but I also think that my fear, Aditi, is that they go a month into next season. Say they take a young quarterback, they get a month into next season, they're 1-3, and then Hugh Jackson gets let go. Then I think you make John Dorsey look bad, which would in turn make himself look bad because he'd be the one letting him go. And then you put an unstable environment around another young quarterback. I mean, that's very Brownsian, is it not, Aditi?
Well, I mean, so my audio guy today is originally from Cleveland, and he said that the entire franchise should just completely rip everything apart and change itself to the Lake Erie effect.
Oh, that's the way everybody wants to talk
about
it.
And he has like a whole logo and everything that would be a wave or something like that. He said just tear it all up.
He sounds like my co-host in the mornings here. You know that's not true. That's not true.
If that's what you want me to do.
No.
I mean, he's got a whole plan. He's even like looked up whether Lake Effect or LakeErieEffect.com exists, and he said it's available.
You tell your sound guy.
I want to rebrand.
You tell your sound guy I'd rather go find a pile of dog crap and eat it than change the Browns name and colors and everything, okay?
Well, I told him that. Excuse me, I apologize. I've been sick for a few weeks.
Oh,
that is not the issue with the Browns,
Yeah, sick with the Mrs. Jack Daniels flu, I'm sure. All right, Aditi, I thank you so much for the time. You know we're going to do this again when the playoffs come around, okay?
Well, I would desperately enjoy that. It would be good. At least I won't be in Cleveland on Black Monday because whatever's
wonderful.
Been done is done, right?
No, I have that day off, and according to what I hear, no one's getting let go, so I'm going to continue to have that day off.
Sweet. Awesome. Good.
You know,
Black Monday in Cleveland, I'd rather not this year.
Aditi, I swear to God, if I got to go in there on New Year's Day, on the last day of my vacation, I'm just going to blow your phone up the whole time on FaceTime and put it on Periscope and on Twitter and Facebook, because you're the one who put the Maloik on me just by saying that. Do you understand that?
If that's what you're saying, okay, fine. But I can always choose not to answer.
So your final verdict, what you saw, was that a catch?
Under the current rules, it was not a catch.
Oh, my
goodness. The current rules
should
be changed.
We got a real Sarah Huckabee Sanders over here, don't we?
Oh my! I thought we were friends. I'm hanging up on that.
Oh yeah, Aditi, thank you for the time.
My pleasure. Until that last line, my gosh, you might be dead to me after that
Woo!
One.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Soon as the words of the great and the late Roddy Piper, as soon as Aditi thinks she knows the answers, I change the questions.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.